Good morning. God's word for our meditation this morning comes from the 40th chapter of the Old Testament book of Isaiah, the very familiar verses 1 through 4. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places plain. Dear friends in Christ, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it? In this part of the country, the first glimpses of winter are a certain indication of the coming celebration of our Savior's birth. And winter has certainly arrived here in Wisconsin. It seems like it always comes in a hurry. One week we're in the 40s and it's raining, and the next week we're surrounded by winter white snow, gusty western winds, and slippery, icy roads. Aside from the slippery ice, one of the biggest problems is potholes. Anyone who's over 16 years of age, has a driver's license, and operates a vehicle regularly can tell you that winter in Wisconsin is not always the best time to be on the road. When the snow and ice melts under the minimal heat of vehicle traffic and tires, the resulting water seeps into those cracks and spends enough time there where it refreezes and expands, causing that pavement to break up even more and crack more and more. Potholes can be very destructive driving hazards, often blowing out tires or even causing accidents. That's why city construction crews spend so much time repairing roads in the summer and filling potholes even in the coldest of winter. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah, living in the Middle East in the 8th century BC, probably didn't know much about automobile operations in 10-degree weather. But he did have something to say about rough roads, and he was inspired by God to write about it. The Lord knows all about our human condition and our own sinful human tendency to allow sin to seep into the open cracks of our lives and our hearts until the point of breaking. But there is, of course, a solution to that. God's Word perfectly paves the path in our hearts. His Word prepares us for Christmas. Driving is not something that comes naturally to people. There's a good reason why states require everyone to take a driver's test. And if you're under 18 years of age, you must take instruction courses. A driver's ed instructor once told me that one of the most unnatural things for new drivers to do is check their blind spot. It's totally unnatural for you to keep your hands on the wheel while you look over your shoulder. Naturally, your hands want to follow your eyes. Being a first-time driver is not unlike our spiritual life. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. And who among us hasn't allowed a personal pet sin to seep in, to fester and grow within our hearts instead of cutting it out and casting it aside as we should? When we peer into the mirror of God's law, we see the natural state of the road of our hearts and the sinful distractions which so often plague our personal blind spots. God paints us a simple picture through the words of Isaiah. In our sin, we are crookedly indifferent, bent out of shape by the false sense of security, gouged with potholes of impenitence, and lumpy with mountains of iniquities and valleys filled with guilt. Natural man wants to drive right down the wide, uneven, rough, and rocky road that leads to eternal death. Yet, as we rumbled down that road to hell, God sent His Word to perfectly pave the path in your heart. That Word came through Moses and the prophets. It came through a voice in the wilderness, who we know was John the Baptist, who preached repentance to the people. And it comes today through pastors and teachers, friends and relatives. It comes with baptism and communion. It comes again this Advent season to pave your heart today and every day to receive that greatest of all Christmas gifts, the Christ child, our Savior Jesus. God's Word speaks to you again and again, over and over, doubly strong. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. God's Word speaks to you tenderly as a loving father to his beloved child. The war against sin, death, and the devil, a war which we were sure to lose on our own, is over. It has been won. That infant child in the manger grew up an innocent man and died to set us free. He has pardoned our iniquities. He's wiped out the mountains of sin and the valleys of guilt, and he's given us comfort and more comfort and grace upon grace. This past summer, my wife and I were doing some camping and hiking out west. One day we drove from Zion National Park in Utah to Yosemite in California. And it takes you directly through Death Valley. A remarkable place if you've never been there. At the time, it was about 110 degrees warmer than it is outside right now. You feel like you're on a different planet in that kind of environment. So, as you drive through and you see this state highway winding through this awful desert, it's quite a bizarre sight. It must have been an incredible chore to construct that road out in that desert. How much more incredible is the clear, straight highway constructed by God's Word in the desert of your heart? God's Word has paved the path into your heart. He has prepared you so that the grace and forgiveness of Christ's redemptive work might take root, bear fruit, and assure us of life everlasting. So what a joy it is that each Christmas we have the opportunity to once again marvel at that double comfort of the miracle of our Savior's birth. God's Word prepares us, and Christ's love redeems us. Let's sing about Emmanuel's birth and the peace and mercy that he brought in the words of hymn 380, verses 1 and 3.